on Chof Ches and the Vase. I believe we got up to the two dots, the first two dots in the big lines. Six lines down from the beginning of the large lines. Chorgo levado. The Mishnah says, that out of the 10 cases that were listed, the choreg is different in that only he himself is osur to be made, but we don't extend that issur to his banim and to his katanim. Tanarabonan, chorgo levado. Now in the Braisa we have very confusing machlokas here. We say the words in the Mishnah, chorgo levado, and then Rabbi Yossi says, just this vague statement, Rabbi Yossi on there, giso. There's another Braisa that says, giso levado, where Rabbi Yehuda says, chorgo. And what is this supposed to mean? My kamar, ilay mahochi kamar, we're supposed to understand this as follows. Rabbanan says chorgo levado, meaning chorgo levado, and also giso would also only be levado. Comes along Rabbi Yossi to say giso, meaning doctor, giso levado. I mean, if he's saying giso levado, and he simply wasn't, or maybe it wasn't arguing, it was giso levado. And just to make that clear, of course I agree with you that it wasn't chorgo, but then the Mishnah doesn't make sense according to either of the shittas. I mean, the Mishnah is neither of Yossi nor of Yehuda, because the Mishnah specifies giso in the list of who ubeno v'chatzanot. It was one of the nine that says ubeno v'chatzanot. So money. Who's the Mishnah going like? Lo Rav Yehuda, Lo Rav Yossi. Ella, so we have to read the Brayse and say like this. Chorgo levado. And that's the only case where we say levado. Aval. Giso hu ubeno v'chatzanot, as our Mishnah says. So there's a Tanakhama of that Brayse is the Mishnah. Rav Yossi lameimar. Now Rav Yossi may be turning around and saying that no, you have it wrong. It's giso who is a levado. But the chorgo should have been included in the list of the other nine, and it would be hu ubeno v'chatzanot. But you see that doesn't work either. Because you'll remember that Reb Chiya, when he was listing the total number of people that were being passed on the din over here, he said shmona avot. How the heck did he get shmona avot? There's 10 listed in the Mishnah.
Right.
So he says there's 8, but including b'no v'chatzanot, that makes 3 times 8, which is 24. Now, by the way, obviously, that's not meant to be taken seriously, because those 24 people, just a very high proportion of them are the same person listed in the opposite direction. Right? Not to mention the fact you can get to the same place in two ways. So it could be one and the same person. But that is points out, we're not even interested in it. He's talking about B'tzorah Shitchit. In other words, he's saying the construction of the Mishnah lists 8 people, which equals, with the Banav B'chatanah, 24. And I'm not saying that there's literally 24 different individuals, obviously. Okay, but in any event, where would he get that from? Now, there's no Tana that holds that there's only 8, because now you're saying the Tanakhama holds and the Braisa like our Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Yossi is saying, no, read that the other way. It's not the choreg, it's actually the geis. Well, who then is the one that says that there's only 8? So, Alohadatani Rabbiya Shimona Avochasin Rabba, come on. It's not Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Yossi. I mean, everybody agrees there's 9. You're just saying the only machlokas is, what's the 9th? Is the 9th the geis, like Aramish has it, or is the 9th the choreg, the way Rabbi Yossi has it? So then Rabbi Chiya turns out and Mistam wasn't going like any of the shitas that we know about. Therefore, the only way that we can understand the Braisa correctly is to say as follows. The Braisa, first Braisa goes like this. Chorgo levado, avod giso, hu ubeno v'chatzanot, that's the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Comes along Rabbi Yossi lameimar, giso levado. No, even the geese is only levado. Kol shekein, chorgo, would be only levado. And the Mishnah, therefore, would be, it turns out, Rabbi Yehuda, and everything works out okay, because now we would have, there was three shitas, essentially. Okay, so we'd have neither, and that's the Rabbi Chiya, which is what Rabbi Chiya was referring to. Okay, we have the alternative of Rabbi Yossi. Now, we said that Rabbi Yossi, it turns out, says a completely different shot than what we were holding in the Mishnah. The Braisa here is going on the Rabbi Yossi, and amazingly, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says the halacha to Rabbi Yossi, which sounds like he's saying that we're not going to stick with the psak that we said about the geese. Now, there's really two Rabbi Yossis. It's not clear what we're referring to over here. Let's take a look at the actual story of how we attempt to apply the psak of Shmuel. Ahim tanta v'avichatim yala tre gise. It was an actual gift that had two gisim signed on it. Two brother-in-laws were signed on it. Sover Rav Yosef lachshua. Rav Yosef wanted to paskin that it was kosher, because after all, Shmuel was just quoted as paskining like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says that, well, actually, there would be no problem of geese at all. Now, which Rav Yossi is that? That's Rav Yossi in the Mishnah. Rav Yossi in the Mishnah says that Zur Mishnah Rav Yakiva, Avon Mishnah Rishona says, only Dodo, Uben Dodo, and Kol HaRoi LeYorsho. Now, Gisim can never be Yorish each other. So therefore, that Mishnah Rishona excludes geese. If I understand that Shmuel was paskening, not this Rabbi Yossi who substitutes geese, chole, mistake. Obviously, the giso is possible. It's only a question of whether it's levado. But the geese itself definitely possible, leave the Rabbi Yossi. When he paskened like Rabbi Yossi, he thought that the meaning was Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Shmuel was saying, Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah that we should follow the Mishnah Rishonah, essentially. That's simply what he's saying. And the Mishnah Rishonah says that anybody that's related to a mother and therefore will not be your age can sign or can be made against his putative relative, because I'm your relative, the godly testimony. So assuming that that's correct, said Rabbi Yosef, oh, so if Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yosef in the Mishnah, we'll go according to the Mishnah Rishonah, and I will be marked the star. I'm like, Abaye, so Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, wait a second, Abaye. Who's to say that he meant Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah? Yes, Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, quoting the Mishnah Rishonah, is Machshir a Gis. But Rabbi Yossi in the Brisa says, Beferish, that a Gis is Asur. He says, the son of a Gis may be okay. But the Gis is certainly Asur, so maybe. So that, I mean, it's clear that Rabbi Yossi himself didn't hold that we should pass in our leave of the Mishnah Rishonah. He was quoting the Mishnah Rishonah in the Mishnah. And he's saying the way it used to be. But I myself hold that we would include even Krovim in A. Now the only question is whether there's also a din of the children of the Krovim in A. Okay. But if Shmuel was passing like Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa, now Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa passels the Gis. So how could you say that this is a kosher shtar matanta if it has two brother-in-law signed on? Says Rabbi Yossi, no, for heaven's sakes, that can't be what it means. Lo salka daita, because I happen to know what Shmuel once said. Shmuel said, Tidon ana the Pinchas, Tadinanasi v'gisi. Yeah, you want to talk about brother-in-laws? Sure, they're brother-in-laws that are puzzle. Namely, me and my brother Pinchas. We're brother-in-laws, because he and his brother Pinchas married two sisters. So we happen to be brother-in-laws. If you want to talk about gisi, those are the only gisi that are puzzle, because we happen to be brothers. Besides being brother-in-laws. But don't talk to me about geese. So apparently, what was he referring to? Rabbi Yossi the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi the Mishnah goes according to Mishnah Rishayna. He's saying it. In practical terms, you might as well forget about the geese issue, because it doesn't exist. So don't tell me that when Shmuel passed him, like Rabbi Yossi, was passing like Rabbi Yossi the Braisa, who answered the geese, he was obviously passing like Rabbi Yossi the Mishnah. Who was being marked the geese, only been the Mishnah Rishayna. So it's clear, it says Rabbi Yosef Abaye, it's clear that Abu Gisi, the Alma Shapir Dami, other Gisim would be perfectly okay. No, wait a minute, said Abaye, said, not necessarily. What he might have simply meant to say was, if you want an example of Gisim, it's an example of the type of Gis that we're referring to, like myself and Pinchas. That's what we're referring to. We're going Anna, the Pinchas. And he's saying, Mishum the Gisoka Amar. You want to understand what a Gis is? A geese is someone who is married to your wife's sister, not the other meanings of brother-in-laws. So what the Mishnah is referring to is me and my brother. Not because he's my brother-in-law, but because you understand, everybody knows, we're married to two sisters. So Rabbi Yossi says, look, All right, I mean, maybe, it's highly unlikely if you ask me, but if you want to be sure about this shtar, I'll tell you what you can do. What you can do is, you can simply be mimed the matana in your reshus by using the Eidei Mitzira. Okay, let's forget about who signed on the shtar, okay? You have witnesses that saw the shtar being handed over to you by the person who was giving you the gift, correct? Fine, so we can rely on the Eidei Mitzira, according to Rabbi Elazar, and then you don't have to worry about who signed on the shtar. Says Abaya, nope, that doesn't work either, because Rabbi Abba said that Rabbi Elazar is moda b'nezuyach mitochos hu patur. When do we say that we rely on Eidei Mitzira? That's only if that's all that we have, and there was no intent to make this a shtar that would be mekuyam al pi the Eidim. So then we can ignore the Eidim. But if somebody signs a shtar with Eidim who are psulim, and then says, well, it's okay, I have Eidei Mitzira, Rabbi Elazar is also moda, the shtar has to be a correct shtar, and this shtar, even Rabbi Elazar would hold. Elazar would hold that it's mezuyach mitocho. It's prima facie, a no good shtar. Therefore, giving it over to the Mitzira is not useful. So it's possible. Amalei, so he said, okay, zeal. Just get the heck out of here. Then lo shakki to this thing. Nobody wants to allow me to give it to you. I don't know what to do anymore. I've tried every possible drain in the world, but if I'm going to have to deal with these people with every possible way of showing them, maybe it meant that rebuke, not this rebuke, which Shmuel was referring to the gifts, and that, I can't prove it to you.
So the husband of a sister, is that the definition of a
gift? A husband of a wife's sister. Such as Shmuel's. Shmuel and his brother, yeah.
That
was an accident. By a thing, maybe. I mean, he could be a
brother. Would be a geese.
He would be a geese, right. And that's all he was trying to explain.
And husband of a sister?
No, that's not what we're referring to. Either that's included in the Mishnah, but that's not what the Mishnah is referring to when it says geese. That's goof of what he wanted to say. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So now we said that the Shaila is a person still a relative if there's something binding? So in other words, the case where we had of a son-in-law where his wife is no longer living, but he has children from that wife. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as there's children from that wife, the father-in-law is still the father-in-law to that son-in-law, despite the fact that there's no daughter. Omer Rabbi Tamchum, Omer Tavla, Omer Abron, Omer Rav, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, that's how we pass it. Rav Amar Nachman ain't halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. No, if it's somebody who's no longer related, there are no ties that bind, that create kurva to pasul an aid. The Yikud Amato, the Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, others say that when Rabbi Bar Bar Chana quoted Rabbi Yochanan to say ain't halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, it wasn't that he said b'firush ain't halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. He was actually talking about something that reflected on Rabbi Yehuda, but not Rabbi Yehuda itself. He was referring to the drasha of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. So what Rabbi Yossi Haglili said, Ubata la kohanim al aviyim al hashofet asher yihye bayamim ahim. Abachita ale al daat kasha, adam olay chetzo shofet shalo la yavi amas. But it's not to say go to the shofet in those days. But we certainly don't believe a guy's going to get into a time machine and go to a shofet in some other days. Ela, what it means is, whoever is a suitable shofet bayamim ahim. So even though yesterday he wasn't a good shofet for me, because he was my father-in-law, but today he is a good shofet for me, because he's no longer my father-in-law. So that's exactly what the Pasuk is coming to tell me, that it's a local definition, it's not a permanent definition. It was on that that Rabbi Bar Chana Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi Haglili, which we translated into meaning, there are no ties that bind. Bnei Chamua de Mar Ukva. Now Mar Ukva had been married to a woman, and the children of his father-in-law, they came along for a din, and his wife was no longer alive, Mar Ukva. They were Krovim v'nitrachashu. Their sister, who was Mar Ukva's wife, had died. Also the time of the dinner, so they came to a din in front of Mar Ukva. So he said, I'm sorry, but I cannot don you. I cannot be a judge against you. What's your svara for saying that? Because you hold that since you have children, therefore you are still our relative, because your father-in-law is still your father-in-law, and we are the sons of your father-in-law? Is that what you think? We don't paskin like Rav Yehuda. Anan maitzin ani gatami ma'arava. We can bring you a psak tshuva from Eretz Yisrael. The ain halakha ka Rav Yehuda, we don't paskin that way. Amalahus amar ufa said to them, hey, guys, let's get something straight over here. Also, the kaba dekira, I bakna b'chu. What do you think? That somebody stuck me onto your crummy family with a ton of wax that I couldn't get out of here? I'm out of here, baby. We're not related. There's another reason why I wouldn't take you into my courtroom. I'm not saying that I'm taking you up sinul chaladina mishum delot tzaiti tzudina. You guys never accept a tzak halacha anyway that goes against you. I ain't going to have you in my courtroom. Even if you would paskin for you, I wouldn't have you in my courtroom. Now this has implications of halacha according to many places. Because this is basil nevel chaladina. It's mashma that indeed a bezdin does not don someone who is known at other times not to be makabel adin. Because either someone completely accepts the authority of Beis Din, or he doesn't come under the purview of Beis Din. He's not under that Beis Din. Beis Din cannot don him. I'm sorry. Oh, you think that this guy owes you money? Gee, isn't that too bad? If you want to come to us for din, then you accept din. Not to come to us to use as a way of getting your money out of somebody. So my man says, I can't judge you.
It's only from a month.
What's that?
Oh, that's for
Natasha. No, no, you know what we're talking about to help him out.
But, so, you know, given
that
our ties,
there are no ties, but so what? It has nothing to do with ties. He's saying, I'm not stuck to you guys anymore.
If there were ties, it would be.
Well, if there were ties, for sure it couldn't be your dying. But he's saying, don't think it's because of the ties that bind us. There are no ties that bind us. Ohev zesh ushbino. So then we said, okay, machlokes as to whether we would passel an aid on the basis of his being an ohev or a sonei. Of course, we don't mean just any old ohev or sonei. We're talking about an ohev as somebody who is mamash a shushbin. What is a shushbin? I mean, a shushbin, he has the guy's best man. So, I mean, that makes him passel for the rest of his life, or what? The kama. As long as the happy days are here, is going on, so this guy is the shushbin. After the first day, it's all over. He's no longer the shushbin. He's not considered to be an ohev. Others learn. What defines this man as a shushbin? Someone who was a shushbin all 7 days. No, even if he was just a shushbin the first day. This machlok is what makes him a shushbin. We're not talking about how long he would be a shushbin. Well, I don't know. It's not coming to deal with that. In other words, as long as we know that a special relationship exists between them. It's sort of like the U.S. and the U.K. Was it only while Churchill was alive, or, you know? Yeah. I mean, once Blair started up with this new nonsense, I don't know. It may be over. Hatsone, kol shelo diberi b'shloshay. I mean, where do we get that from? This whole idea that there's this psul of ohev, soni, and so on. Soni rabbana. We know that we have what appears to be a very repetitious parsha about a rotseach b'shogeg. Every time the Torah talks about a rotseach b'shogeg, it talks about the fact that he wasn't known to hate the guy, or who lo arav lo, he wasn't in ambush for him, lo sonei lo mitmol shoshon. We have it seems that that's well known and defined. So when it says, again, v'hu lo oyev lo, then we understand that the pashtus is, of course, the rotseach was lo oyev lo, but we don't need to know that the rotseach was lo oyev lo, since it already said that. It says that very clearly, v'hu lo sonei lo. So what's this, v'hu lo oyev lo? Ah, so that's referring to Adas. So v'hu lo oyev lo, yeidenu. Only if he is not his oyev, referring to an aid, can he testify against it. The lo mevakesh ra'ato, and he doesn't want to look for tzad chova in him, then yidinenu, because the next passage continues, b'shaftu ha'eda. Okay, so then b'shaftu ha'eda, if he is not a mevakesh ra'ato, and that's very meduyak, because the whole problem with the din is the fact that you have to search for a schutz for him. So here, lo mevakesh ra'ato, searching out for a chova for him is the problem of the dayan, not of the aid. It's a different issue. So that's yidinenu. Okay, that tells us a bit of a sonei. Ohev minala. How do we know that if he likes him? Well, kuri behachi. I mean, you can read the pasuk saying v'hu lo oyev lo v'lo oyev lo. It sounds pretty much the same. Ye'iden v'lo mevakesh ra'ato v'lo tovato yedinenu. What are you talking about? I mean, it's midi ohev kiv. I didn't get that. It doesn't say that in the pasuk. No, I'm just saying that we might as well read it like that. Because it's just a svara. I mean, oyev my time. I mean, from the merchaka daitek. Ohev nami mikrova daitek. I mean, what's the point? The point is that you're saying that to somebody that is more or less objective, not somebody that's close to the person. Okay, now most learn, seems clear from the structure of this drush, that it's an esmach for the alma, and that the psul, therefore, is a durabana. Now, there are some who learn that there's a nafkamina in what ohe v'sone we're talking about. If we're talking about ohe v'sone without the shlo dibur and moshlosha yamim, that's the v'sone lo mitzmo shilshon. So then, some learn only that's what we're talking about over here as an esmach that we're playing these little games with. But that if he were a real ohev v'sone, if you hold it as a chashash, that he might be meshaker. Okay, so then he's already not considered to be an aid if he might be meshaker. It's clear from the Rambam that he holds this absolutely no nafkamina. The holds in of ohev v'sone is a drabbana, and it makes no nafkamina how much of an ohev or how much of a sone. Even a little ohev and a little sone shouldn't be involved in another person's din, in terms of the din element. And therefore, which was similar to what Rav disqualified himself earlier by just the fact that, you know, he was staying at the person's house and so on. But that doesn't mean it was a big ohev. But that in any case where there seems to be any level of a conflict of interest, even if it's a gentle relationship, that would be enough that a dayan should be mesalik himself from the din. But since it's a zerabonah that we're talking about, if he had gone ahead and actually had donned this din, then the din would have been kosher for the avad because it's not a psalm and a rabbi midiraita, according to the Rambam. They said others are mechalik between a true ohev v'sone, which means they held maybe a deraisa, and then just the harchoka, in which the person should be mechalik himself. Yes. As a matter of fact, it became a often used trick of these toanim or lawyers, where people would actually take lawyers with them in Europe to a Bezdin, where the Bezdin was recognized by the government and so on, by the Kinyalah. So they would say something that was in contempt of court, essentially. And then they would get the dayan to issue a tochacha against them or something, to be in menazeh. And then they would say, aha, look at the way he's talking, obviously he doesn't like the guy, so he'll try to get another judge. So they would use that as a trick to try to get another judge. Now there were many times that this came out. They used to reject the flowers. So again, it's not the fact that somebody's angry at someone or something here. It could be used as a way of fostering him, Ladina.
So the
and
his informants just the
dinos
or for the
aid
as well?
No, we said that there were two levels. The Mishnah rejected the din of aid, it says, well, that's really Yisrael HaKatz, we may check it. But when it comes to a dayan, we said, there we have to be makri because you have to be b'chazer b'sluza. You're not going to be able to do it. Or if something even twists your mind a little bit, you'll see it in the wrong way. So there, that's the question, whether we're dealing here with a true deoraisa, or whether we're dealing with an obvious thing that a person should be careful about. And Rabbanim were masbichet on this pasuk and said, look, you shouldn't be involved in it. B'shop to a eid.
Like
dayan. Right, dayan.
An eid is so
eid. No, it can be an eid. So now, let's say that you hold Rabbanan, if you hold that there's no problem when it comes to the eighth part. So, Haibo Oyevlo, Miloma Vakeshlo, my Darshibe. Well, one is no problem, because they agreed about the Dayan, right? So, Chad with Dayan, and what's the other one? Ida Kiritanya, I'm just reviewed, Vuhu Lo Oyevlo, Miloma Vakeshra Ato, refers to the Dayanim. Mikam Shneta Mirecha Kamim. You cannot have two people who hate each other's guts being on the same bezdin. And somebody say, okay, I choose this guy, the other one says, I choose this guy. Absolutely, these two people hate each other. So because of that, one will disagree with the other one just because he said it. And there's no way that you can actually have a din when people are not open-minded to what it is that the other person is saying. But that, of course, would be an interesting case in which if anybody asks you a riddle, is where is only a sone aser, but an oev is mutter. Over here, the more oev they are, the better the din will be. Because each one will be more sensitive than the other one's svara. So here, if it's a sone, he shouldn't be yosher b'din echad.
The
Mishnah. Now, how exactly are we bodek the Edim? And there's level, even though it's a Drisha for Hakiru, we have only Bedinah Nefashot, but we still have an element of Bedika, of course, as to what exactly it is that happens. And this we'll see. So, Hayamach Nisimot telling Lacheder, we bring them into a room, or the room, where the bezdin is. There's actually a machlokas here. Because if it says, Hayu machnisin otam lacheder, umba'aymim alehem, now we get them nervous. We'll see how we get them nervous. Umotsi'in et kola adam lachutz. Now there's another girsa that has, umotsi'am otam lachutz. So there would be two different ways of understanding. Are we taking them into a different room, or are we asking any of the public to leave? Now, anybody who is not here in the bezdin for business should get out. So this simply creates a atmosphere of intensity and tension in which they may have had even people that were in the audience that were backing them. So nobody's here now. And we... No. And we even send out, if you learn Motsin, then it's we send out even the other Aiden, except for the Gadol Shebehem. We take the leader. And Omrim Lo, okay, now this is serious, buddy. We had our hearing. We heard what you had to say. And here, when I say that, it's in order to address another issue. When we say we take everyone out, do we take out the Baal Din? Now, we're not Makabal Adas if it's not in front of the Baal Din. So this is the question. And the Grotiners, I mean, obviously it can't be that we take out the Baal Din, because in the Kaiman Aid is Elos Meir Baal Din. So in other words, he understands that the Bedika of the Aid is the actual Kabbalat Aidut. But remember that we had before the concept of a hearing. And there are others that learned that the hearing is sufficient. So that's Kabbalat Aidut, was in front of the Baal Din. The Bedika of the Aid is not central that it should be in front of the Baal Din. So maybe we even would take out the Baal Din. How local am I to leave the Baal Din even because it's more effective? In that an aide is less likely to lie in front of the person that he's lying about, and we want that person there. So, Imamah, let's say he says, well, what do you mean, how do I know? I mean, you said that he's chayav. You said, I know Reuven owes Shimon $100. How do you know? Well, if he says, well, he said to me, who amar li shani chayav lo. Or, well, somebody told me, ishploni amar li shu chayav lo. So now, if we're talking about hearsay testimony, and their law amar klum. And the fact that the guy said to you that he's chayav means absolutely nothing. He may have had many reasons for telling you that he owed money. Maybe he didn't want you to think he had a lot of money, so you wouldn't come to him for charity purposes. What do I know? I mean, this proves nothing. Law amar klum. Achiyomar, unless, I mean, if you want to talk about this type of thing where he didn't actually see the loan, then if he would say the aid, that bifaneinu hoda lo shu chayav lo matayim zuz. Look, he, in front of us as witnesses, he was moda to the plaintiff that he owed him $200. Not just he told it to me. Okay, so then Akhirach Machavisi, Natasheni, we bring in the next witness, and we ask him the same question. If their words are found to be parallel, by the way, there's a very, very cute historical mice about this, in which two witnesses were made, and there was a chashash that the case looked suspicious to the dayan, and he sent the witnesses to the grub, and the grub listened to the testimony, and he said to them that you're Eda Sheker, and you better be made that you're Eda Sheker, because I have a raya from the mission that you're Eda Sheker. They were made. And they said, what was his raya? It says in the Mishnah, "In nimtzu divrayhem mechuvanim." What does it mean, "nimtzu divrayhem mechuvanim"? What does it say, "in divrayhem mechuvanim"? So it says, you see from there that two witnesses that say the same thing are not accepted as witnesses. And you two guys, obviously, had dealt with the testimony between you because you both said the same thing. And if two witnesses say the same thing, then that is not accepted as testimony. So if we need to be motzei, in other words, we need to analyze, okay, but the bottom line is that they're saying the same thing, then no semen of me, but if they literally say the same thing, we don't accept them. That's a grub here. So then no semen of me, but then we open up the din. What's that called in English when they're mechaving the testimony together? They do use coach, but I think when they do it themselves, there's another word for it. I forget what it is. Yeah, but it's the way in which you say something that's important. If people use the same words, that's why it was sent, but just the whole thing looked very suspicious. So if people talk too much alike, it appears that they were coached, that they had set up their testimony. So Shnayim Omrim Zakai. Now, if two of the judges say Zakai, Vechon Omer Chayav, and he's Zakai. Shnayim Omer Chayav, Vechon Omer Zakai, and he's Chayav. But if Echad Omer Chayav, Vechon Omer Zakai, or, you know what, even if two of them say that they were Zakai, or two of them say Chayav, say, okay, that's enough. What do we care about the third person? We now know what the din is, because it's two out of three anyway. But the third person says, well, I don't know. That's not a kosher psak. You need a psak of a best of three, and the guy who says, I don't know, is as if he's not there. Therefore, we have to be, as we saw before, Yosifu ha-dayanim. We have to be mosif now, more dayanim, and even though you'll say, whatever he would have said, it wouldn't have made a difference. Either he would have agreed with them, in which case we would have had a unanimous decision, or he would have argued, in which case, anyway, we would have gone bust a rope. But we don't have a bezin of shloshes. We're most of Dayan. Gomruat ha-davar, when they come up with the psak, machnisim otam, we bring them back in. Now, the Gemara is going to ask later, what do you mean, bring them? Where did we say we sent them out? It didn't say we sent them out, did it? This is after the din is going on. Gemara will talk about this. Then ha-gadol shebedayanim, it's the elder of the Dayanim who says over what the psak is. That way, it's never clear who issued which psak. It's a psak of the Beit Din as set over by the Gadol HaDayanim. So Gadol Shebedayanim Omer Ish Ploni Ata Zakai, Ish Ploni Ata Chayav. Uminayim Lekishiyetze, how do we know that when they walk out of the courtroom, one of the judges shouldn't say to the Baal Din, well, you know, I was actually on your side, and I had Paskin that you're Zakai, but what can I do? You know, the other guys are really dumb. So anime zakeva chaverai mechavim ma'as chaverai rabu alai al zeneemah olech rachil migalesod. This is considered to be an act of rechilut, to give over who said what and to cause the Baal Din to be upset about someone in particular. Right. When you say that you scare the Aiden, what exactly do you tell the Aiden that would make them not want to be made chetzer? Amr El Yudah, we say, Nisim v'ruach, there may already be storms in the air. The wind is blowing. V'geshemayin, it doesn't rain. That's terrible. You know why? Ish metalel b'matat sheketz. Liars. People lie. They were given money to lie. You don't want to do that, do you? On my Rava, Rava says, well, why? What do they care if it doesn't rain? Yachli Lameir, they always say to themselves, you know what people say? Shab Shani Havikaf. Now, there may be a hunger for 7 years out there, but Ababa Duna Lo Kolis. The dentist always has patience. Now, what do I say? I'm a dentist.
The mortician.
So Mamela, I don't have to worry about the fact that it won't rain. Hello, my Rabba. Rabba says, you know what you tell them? You tell them, Mepitz V'cherev V'chetz Shanun. This refers to a magifa that's flying around, right? So it's like the shooting of arrows. Ish on every shaker, you know? You want to cause a dever, you may be the first one to die. I'm Ravash. Ravash says, Yachri Lameh, you know what they'll say? Whatever from person says. Shav Shani Avi Musna V'inish Kalosh Shnei Lo Shachir. It may be a 7 year the black plague, but nobody dies before his time. You know, there has to be a bullet with your name on it, you know, all of this nonsense. So people believe this kind of stuff. So they'll say, what do I care if there's a dever? It ain't going to get me anyway if it's not my time. And if it's my time, I would die anyway, so who cares, right? Okay. Elo amarava, amrinan, Elo amaravashi, amarli, nursen bar marzutra. But the nursen bar marzutra told me, it's something brilliant. Amrinan, we tell them, you know, you may think that you're like hotshots, but you just know that sahadi shikri outgrinds you. Whoever puts you up to this, if somebody puts you up to this, thinks that you're a bunch of idiots. Because we see that when they gave the Eitzah to Achav to go out and to hire Abim against Nevot, so what was the lesson? It says, Boshivu Shnayim Anashim B'nei Belial Negdo. Get a couple of disgusting people to be made checker. So you see that even the people who are hiring them think that these are the lowest class people in the world. This is the kind of anhaga you want to have. Ah, now that touches them. So therefore, that already makes an aptimina. And they should be made like more birach that will give them out. So imam ahu amarli, Mishnah says, if they just say, well, he said, or I heard it in front of him, that doesn't mean anything. Messiah, this proves what Rav Yonah Merav said. The Omer Rav Yonah Merav, Tzarik Shiomar Atem Eidai. Since it says over here that he said bifanenu, rather than saying shamanu, the way they said before, Shuama bifanenu implies he asked us to witness the fact that. So it was an official hoda'a bifanenu that shows that you have to actually say to the witnesses, okay, now I want you to witness the following. Omer Rav Chiyabarava, Omer Rav Yochanan, Tanya Nami Hachi, or Betzok Shiomara Temidai, Tanya Nami Hachi, Monali Biyadaka, Bryce also implies this. Somebody says, you owe me $100. Am I Lohain? Absolutely sure, owe you $100. The Malkar, Am I Lohain? The next day says, Snail me. Give me $100. Am I Lohain? The Shatta and me, but I was just kidding around. Let's say that the guy had witnesses behind the fence, and he says in front of the guy, and the witnesses see it. And he says, brother, you ready to admit it in front of two witnesses? Amalo says, no. I'm afraid you'll take me into court. So I would never say it in front of witnesses. Now the witnesses see this. Where's the money? Amal Alam is just kidding around. Mishatani Bechah, he's still proper, despite the fact that all of this took place. The Intanim Le Mesit, and when it comes to Mesit, we won't say somebody's trying to get somebody else to do Avodah Zarah. We will not say anything for him. What? Mesit? What kind of non sequitur is that? Mandok Hashem, whoever said anything about a Mesit? No. You're missing a piece of the prize here. Chisuri Mechaz Rokhistan. Im lo ta'an, if he didn't say anything himself, mishatan anibacha, came to animo, the court doesn't say it for him. I mean, if the guy just says, you had witnesses? So the court doesn't say, well, maybe you were just kidding. I mean, if he says I was just kidding, and this is only b'dine mamon, that we would not say it for him. But b'dine nefashot apagab de lo ta'an, ta'animo, the court will open his mouth for him, and that regards from Tzak Picha V'Hilein. Open a mouth to someone who is stuck with what to say for himself. But even though a Mesit is dealing with Dinei Nefashot, in Tzalanim LeMesit, when it comes to Mesit, we will not say anything for him in his favor. Either he says it for himself, or it doesn't get said. Why do we know? Why do we say that? Maishna Mesit. Om Reb Chaim Bar Chanina, I learned this. Be pure to the Reb Chiya Bar Abba. I learned, he said, the Torah says, you shall not cover for him. And that's covering for him. Try to give an explanation. What he did is covering for him. You know the mocker? The nokash. The nokash akadmoni. The nokash akadmoni essentially was a mesit. He said, go out and be Elohim yourself. And don't worry about God. But he sent Elohim. Okay, so essentially that's the ultimate hasatah. The Omer of Smaloi, as Rav Smaloi pointed out, and he was a pretty sinister Smaloi, are they ta'anot ayalo l'nachash l'ta'on? The Nachash had plenty of things he could have said. The lo ta'an, but he didn't say. Umitrei ma lo ta'an lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then why didn't God say for him, well, maybe the reason you did this was because, we'll see in a moment. L'fisha lo ta'an hu. Since he didn't say anything, God also didn't say anything. Well, like, what could he have said? What do you mean? What could he have said? Divrei Rav, Divrei Atamim, Divrei Nishomim. And I said, what are you blaming me? I mean, I simply brought up the issue, of course, with the intent that they should make a firm commitment in your favor. Now, if they wanted to listen to me instead of you, that's certainly not my problem. And Kostas points out that if this is true, then any Mesik should be able to say this. So why would it be a Chiyuv on a Mesik's Mikvah? He said, well, obviously that's because the Nachash didn't have a Tzivui not to be Mesik. It's just that God was coming to the Nachash and blaming him. So the Nachash said, what do you blame me? How did you blame me for someone else's choice? But once you have an actual Tzivui not to be Mesik, what? I didn't say that I'm blaming you. I just said you're dead meat because of what you did. For that, it has nothing to do with blaming you. Even if the guy wouldn't have done it, you'd still be amazing. It's a completely different issue. So, Jibreel HaRav, so mean, shouldn't he listen to the Rav and not to me? Omatiskia, minayin shekolam osif goreya. Where do we see that adding new Isurim ends up deleting Isurim? Shinemar, Amar Elohim lo tachlu mimenu velo tig'ubo. Because Chava says, well, actually, we already had Durabonans on this. You know, we're not supposed to. But I didn't know there was a Durabonan. I thought Amar Elohim. I mean, my husband says, don't touch it. I figure he knows what he's talking about. Probably God said that. So he was over on Baltosif, essentially, because he said Amar Elohim. But nobody had ever said that to them. So if they had set it up as a getter, which you could have said, look, we also have a Durabonan. We're not allowed to touch it, so we shouldn't come to eat it. Okay? But like this, what happened was, he shows that there's no problem in the Negiah, in which case there's no problem in the Achila. So you see that you're Megareah. Rabbi Sharshia says what's obvious, that it's Megareah. Because if you add an olive to Amatayim Bechetzi Orko, that olive took 200 down to 2. If you wouldn't have had the olive in front, it would have been Matayim Bechetzi Orko, which would be 200.5. So putting another olive in there, look at that. You motif an olive, and you take off 198. Rav Ashi says, there's also Ashte Asrei Yiriyot. If you wouldn't have had the iron, you would have had the Shte Asrei, and it would have been 12. You put the iron there, and it became 11. So obviously, as the Zohar says, this is a simon of iron roha. So the iron then is Migarea the Shte Asrei, to make it 11, from which the Zohar learns all kinds of very important things. But all right. But this is only if the guy says, well, what do you mean? I was kidding around when I said that I owed him $100. Aval Amarfi would say, what are you talking about? I never said such a thing. Lo ayud barim olam. And here come the witnesses, and they say, what do you mean? We heard you say it. So now what's he going to say? He can't say, at this point, he can't say anything. This didn't happen. Well, we know it happened. So how are you going to explain that? So then he would have to pay.
Right.
With Papa Breger Vakabahad, it says, no, not true. Okay, I'm in a Mishmeda Rava. Kol milik dichdi lo dichirei inche. Things that don't have any meaning, casual conversations, people don't remember. So the very fact that he could have said Mishapeh Anivacha, if he says, what are you talking about? I didn't remember such a conversation. Because to him, the whole thing was a joke, maybe. I mean, when we remind him, we have witnesses. I was just kidding around. I mean, what I don't remember such a thing even. So then, Enoch Inami, we would accept an even answer, he said it. Like this. Although there's a question of what it is specifically that's said at that point. Does he continue not to remember? Or does he remember but say, oh, that was just, I was kidding around. I didn't remember it initially.
Is it right? Is it a wiretapping or something listening over? It's okay. If there's two guys behind the fence, and they're going
to
report.
I mean, do we hold that there's anything wrong with that? I've never seen that we hold there's anything wrong. On the contrary, we do that lechatchila even by the case of Meister. Yeah. I mean, maybe that's good for the trial. We normally wouldn't do it, but that's what got me being mechay of a person. You're talking about a criminal offense. Yeah, so for criminality in a chinamah, we only do it for a Meister. I mean, we try to openly give the person a chance to determine what he's going to do, rather than, we certainly don't entrap him the way these people do. Yeah.
So if somebody hates this, then
no, that's a different question, whether we require an actual seeing it, and whether a video is seeing it, or whether we need to see it through a person's eyes. Who's Akhmele Adam Lechavi Bekilted? It was a guy who had some Adam hide out in a bed, a kilo. Now the kilo in those days, the canopy came all the way down around the sides, so that he couldn't see that anybody was in the bed. Oh, Marley, so he says to him, you know, you owe me $100. He says, sure I do. Oh, my, so he says, well, so, are you ready that those who are awake and those who are sleeping should be witness against you? I'm going to say, low. Oh, I am not. So I looked down, I said, well, okay. He said, no. Now we'll see why this is even important in a minute. There was another guy, Yahudi Akhmanated Bekivre. There was a guy who ate out, ate him in a kever. Remember in those days a kever wasn't a hole in the ground. It was like a place in the side of a, no, it was a niche in a cave. Amalei, Moralei Biadach, Amalei Hain. So he says, so let the living and the dead be witness. Right? Amalei Lom. Ah, no, 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 no. I don't go for that kind of stuff. Amalei Shimba Lakish. Well, Amalei Lom. So he said no. Amaravina became Rav Papa. But you learn an important thing from here. Shema Mina, you at least hear from the Tzak over here of Reish Lakish and the Tzak of Rav Kahana that Hav Yomer of Yud Amarav, Tzorch Yomar Aten Edai, Lo Shnak Yomar Lova, Velo Shnak Yomar Malva, Veshatik Lova. The only reason that both Rav Kahana and Reish Lakish were ready to throw out this case was because he said no. Suppose he hadn't said no. Suppose the guy would just have said, all right, but we say this in front of the living and the dead right here in the presence of all that are here in this Mara. And the guy didn't say anything. Then, it's the equivalent of saying, Atene David, he was shotek, because we see time up, the Amar Lova Lo. The only reason they rejected this case was because the Lova said, absolutely not. Aval Ishatik, Hakinan, he would have, in fact, have been chayav if he had just been quiet. Whatever, yeah, no, of course. I would not be tired of like Tav Rasha. There was a guy that they called him. Hey, Mr. Shtarot by the dozens. So, meaning he was fired to everybody in town. And the guy says, what do you mean Shtarot by the dozens? Man, I think the only person I owe money to is just Plenty the Plenty. Oh, so Plenty the Plenty hear about this. They come to court and they say, well, very nice. So, how about paying Mr. Plenty the Plenty? So, Tavula didn't come into a Nachman. Rav Nachman says Rav Nachman doesn't mean a darn thing. Adam Asur Shalolaz Biat Asmo. Person may well come along and say something in order to make people feel that he owes money. Now, what it appears over here is that in this particular case, there was no way out by simply saying Mishatani Bechor. We certainly wouldn't be Tani Malay. Because we only say that when a person responds to someone else. But for a guy to say, I owe money to so-and-so, we have to find a different reason for that. And over here, he was being accused by this. Okay, you owe money. Well, I owe money to so-and-so. I would have it called, like they used to call a guy, the rat who sleeps on his coins. Meaning that guy doesn't give a dime to anything. So when he was dying, he said, I owe a lot of money to so-and-so. So when he died, so-and-so came to court. Also, having only Yoshi. So they come to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, well, yes, Rabbi Nachman said that a person is also Shola as Biyah Batsmo, but when he's dying, how do you mean in his Chaim? That's only if he's alive, of Eliyaka Misa. If he's dying anyway, then he wouldn't mind if people thought that he was rich, and then, well, there's no problem of thinking that, and we take this seriously. So, okay, he issued a court order that it should be paid up, and they paid half. They didn't pay the other half. So he sued them again to get the other half, and they came to them now in front of Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya said, well, I happen to disagree with the whole thing. I mean, I say, Kishem Shadam Asu Shola Zbiyat Batsmo, Kach Adam Asu Shola Zbiyat Banav. People, even at the moment of death, may not want others to look at their children as being rich, and with an eye in horror, coming to them for every crazy donation or business deal in the world. We don't have any money in our family. Ah, so they said, so then let's get back the other money that we already paid the first half. Adin isn't chozer, man. I may disagree with him. It doesn't mean he was a total bar mishnah. I mean, I can't get that money back.
So the other 50%,
they don't get paid. It was paid already. It's too late.
But the deal was already paid on Horaz Akein.
Horaz Akein?
Why shouldn't they get the other
50%? Because I disagree. You can't undo a din that was done, but you can dun a din that wasn't din.
But the din was done.
The din was done, but that's if the money wasn't transferred, that's not called the din.
But the din was done, it wasn't done though, right?
That's where the kind of Mickey Mouse
money was.
And
they go to the
third
judgment.
So the body was
done. This is a new case. I'm not going to collect on that din.
But the argument is
so what?
On
you're asking me to take out money based on that sock. I disagree with that sock. But a dime doesn't...
That sock was already, isn't that...
No, din not closer means the money isn't closer. It doesn't mean the din is right. Din not closer just means we don't undo any monies that have crossed hands. That's all it means.
So it's okay, but then, dime, no money had been paid yet.
If no money had paid, he wouldn't have had to pay anything.
And that's not called being
be like making, like pushing away the other tzad.
You can push away another tzad. It's only in Easter that there's such a concept. Somebody says, he goes and he asks someone, is this kosher or treat?
What about the
festival? That's true. You don't go to somebody else and say that it's kosher. We have a stock on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's there, but you shouldn't be marked as something that if somebody already asked it in person, he shouldn't have asked you. But I'm going to...
What about that they disobey the court?
Yeah. Who cares?
They the whole thing that they have.
Right. So now you're suing again. I'm finding that court
system. Why aren't you suing the non-payment of
the... I am. That's exactly how I got here. But now that you bring up the issue, I'm not going to collect it. I don't think it was the right time.
It's an appeal? Is this a question
of appeal? No, I couldn't. First of all, I could have appealed. I mean, but that's not the way it is. I could certainly go to a dais and be mabatel of them that's wrong. I can do that. Hold a bit, Schneider. I guess we should start. It's getting there. All right, but we're almost caught up. That's pretty good. We jumped out. It's a big, big dive here. I'm feeling a bit better about our situation.